to the Eckes Edge series on the Under the Influence podcast. I'm your host, Whitney Eckes, a serial entrepreneur, social media guru, and emerging investor with a keen eye on the business horizon. On this show, we explore the frontier of entrepreneurship and branding, where trends are born and icons are made. In the Pulse of Progress, we explore what it takes to embrace our power and craft our own beat. So tune in, take the lead, and let's venture beyond the ordinary. Where the edge is more than a boundary, it's where we begin. Hey there, friends. It's your host, Whitney. I hope you've got your cup of coffee or tea in hand, because today we're diving into the realm of Pinterest. If you've been on the social media journey as long as I have, you'll know that just when you think you've got the hang of it, another platform emerges. Even though Pinterest isn't new, a lot of progress is happening in there, making it a quite interesting tool for business owners. So if you've got your notes ready, let's dive into the basics of Pinterest for Business together. All right, hands up, who remembers when Pinterest was our go-to spot for DIY crafts, our dream home boards, or planning those imaginary weddings? But if you've been paying attention, Pinterest is not just that cozy corner of the internet anymore. It's become a powerhouse. When you think of Pinterest, do you see it as another social media platform? What if I told you that it's also a visual search engine? It's the place where we turn for inspiration, be it for our next DIY project, a recipe, or even branding inspiration. And the best part, most of those pins lead somewhere, to a website, a blog post, or an online store. Connecting the dots yet? Okay, you guys, let's talk about who's pinning. It's not just someone planning their wedding or looking for the next best chocolate chip cookie recipe. It's the entrepreneur, the student, the artist. Pinterest is like this massive tapestry of diverse users. So this is really a chance to tap into a wider audience and an opportunity to find your own little or big corner on Pinterest. Here's the magic though. A pin isn't just a pretty picture. It's a direct portal. Click on it and you're transported right to the source, be it a blog, an e-commerce store, or a portfolio. Remember our struggles with algorithms on other platforms? We've all been there, right? Now, Pinterest has its own algorithm, don't get me wrong, but its search-centric nature, that's the game changer. Here's a little insider info for you guys. Some of the best campaigns at Eckes Marketing, we did them on Pinterest. So if you're sitting on the edge wondering, can Pinterest really be the game changer for my business? From my own journey and experiences, my hot take is absolutely. But here's where the rubber meets the road. The potential is great, but harnessing it, that's the key. Our next stop, setting up that all-important business profile on Pinterest. Raise your hand if you've ever thought, can I just use my personal Pinterest for business? I've been there too. And while technically you could, there are perks of a business profile that are just too good to miss. Insights into your audience's behavior, the magic wand of running ads, and those super cool rich pins that pack a punch of info right within the pin. It's pretty cool. Now let's chat about branding on Pinterest. Just like any other platform, your Pinterest profile is your brand's billboard, starting with the profile photo. This isn't the place for that blurry holiday pic, whether you're using your brand logo or a spiffy headshot. Consistency is key here. Make it recognizable and cohesive with your other storefronts on other platforms. Moving on to the bio. Picture yourself in an elevator. You've got mere seconds to introduce your brand to a potential customer. What do you say? That's what your bio should encapsulate. Who are you? What's your brand promise? And then the boards. I like to think of them as the window displays of a chic boutique. What products or content do you want people to stop and gaze at? Your top sellers, stellar blog posts, or perhaps those personal brand favorites? A quick sidebar here. Are you cozy with keywords? Because if not, get ready for a blossoming friendship. Weave them into your profile name, your bio, board titles, essentially everywhere. Imagine them as tiny signposts guiding potential customers right to your brand's doorstep. Last but not least, for all my data enthusiasts, analytics, absolute gold. Discover which pins your audience is loving and which need a tweak, and trace the origins of your traffic. And if there's one mantra I swear by, it's this: knowledge is power. The deeper your insights, the sharper your Pinterest game becomes. So you've set up your profile and you're ready to roll. But what comes next after setting up your Pinterest business profile? The essence of your boards. Imagine walking into a store, and the moment you step in, you just get the feel of it. It resonates. It tells a story. That's what your boards should emulate. Start by asking, what are the heartbeats of my brand? Say, if you're in the wedding biz, perhaps you've got boards showcasing floral designs, mesmerizing venues, the latest in bridal couture, or even idyllic honeymoon spots. Craft them around your brand's essence and your audience's desires. I've stumbled upon boards with the funniest names, and while I'm all for some creative flair, we need clarity. So instead of blooms and blossoms, why not opt for spring wedding floral arrangements? Precision is key here. Let your audience know what they are looking at. Scrolling through Pinterest, have you ever felt drawn to boards that just flow? There's a visual rhythm, an aesthetic coherence, maintaining a consistent look, whether it's through imagery or a color palette, elevates the professionalism and identity of your boards. And let's be real, how often have we repinned something simply because it was a feast for the eyes? All right, you guys, once we've got those Pinterest boards set up, where do we go next? Let's get into the creation of the pins. So how do we design pins that don't just catch eyes, but get saved, shared, and clicked on? I'll keep this short, but here are my suggestions. Ever notice that most images are those vertical pins on Pinterest? It's not by accident. These elongated pins, especially the ones with a 2-to-3 aspect ratio, command attention and cover a larger screen real estate. Second, use text overlays. Pins with engaging text overlays often perform a lot better. They add context, sharing a piece like 10 tips for podcast newbies. That text overlay, it's the bait. Quick advice, keep fonts consistent with your brand and ensure they harmonize with your image, not drown it. Third, repurpose your TikTok videos and add them to Pinterest. Video is everywhere and is also starting to gain more traction on Pinterest. The difference between TikTok and Pinterest, though, is that videos for TikTok can be just about anything. On Pinterest, people are looking for specifics, a how-to, their next interior project, or a demonstration of a product. Next up, use rich pins. They're quite powerful and definitely something to check out. This feature syncs with your article or product page automatically, creating a direct link to the page you want to send people to. Okay, so you've set up your Pinterest profile, curated your boards, and your pins are shining. What's next? Driving traffic and conversions to our products. Think about a tweet or an Instagram post that resonated with you. Most often, it was the description, right? For Pinterest, it's the same. The pin description is your elevator pitch. We know that good descriptions and captions convert clients, and Pinterest is no exception. So ask yourself, are you using those characters effectively? Make sure to add relevant keywords, stay true to your brand's voice, and have a clear call to action. Another thing is the timing of when you post. I personally think it's not super important, but it could give you a bit of tailwind if you're just getting started. So think about when your audience would be online to look for the things you have to show them. Fresh content always performs better, and tools like Pinterest Analytics can show you exactly when your audience is online. Another way to drive traffic is to collaborate with other more established pinners or brands. The board can work similarly to guest posting on a blog. You tap into someone else's audience. Even though it's not something we hear much about, social media today reported that pins from collaborative boards had a 30% higher save rate. It's simple math. More pinners equal a broader audience. So every time you pin to a collaborative board, you're potentially reaching a whole new group of Pinterest users. Next up is your CTA. Now that you have their attention, where do you want them to go? I won't go too much into this, as I think we all know the importance of a clear call to action, but just make sure that you state exactly what your audience will get out of clicking your pin. I usually treat pins as a micro funnel. When someone sees your pin, it's like seeing an ad, but one you didn't have to pay for. So take advantage of that. Conversions are why we're all here. I found a study from Shopify saying that Pinterest users have a 10% higher conversion rate than users from other platforms. But to catch these leads, make sure your landing pages are optimized and mobile friendly. There you have it, friends. A few tips for getting started with Pinterest in your business. I hope you enjoyed this walkthrough and feel ready to attack Pinterest for your business. If you want a more in-depth version of this episode, check out the accompanying blog post. Thank you for joining me here today, and catch you in the next episode.